Welcome to an interesting and very exclusive podcast, Forging New Pathways of Success, powered by Hitachi India and moneycontrol.com. In the last episode, we gave our listeners a preview of the productive and strong partnership that Hitachi has shared with the nation. And today, we will attempt to decode Hitachi's social innovation business in the country and recognize how Hitachi is moving towards transitioning to Industry 4.0. Hitachi's legacy in the country spans for more than 8 decades. Over the years, the company has been strengthening the nation's social and business infrastructures through the use of digital technology. With its advanced solutions, Hitachi is creating a sustainable society, combining its strengths in OT, IT, and products. We once again have the pleasure of speaking to Mr. Bharat Kaushal, Managing Director, Hitachi India, who has been successfully leading Hitachi's social innovation business in India, powered by technology. Welcome to the show, sir.
Thank you.
In this episode, we will explore how Hitachi is extending its core philosophy of powering good through its social innovation business, which aims to resolve issues faced by society and customers at large by combining advanced IT with operational technology and products, allowing complete solutions. So this week, our focus will be on infrastructure, and that includes mobility, water, gas, energy, and environment. So let's dive straight in. Let's begin with mobility. So Mr. Bharat, with the Government of India's efforts to modernize railways, freight, and deliver a better commuting experience, what role has Hitachi played in this?
I think mobility is at the epicenter of our business development. Hitachi Rail STS has completed 25 stunning years in India, commissioning various noteworthy projects. In fact, one significant example is that Hitachi STS India has collaborated with the Kolkata Metro Rail Corporation in West Bengal to introduce the much-awaited Kolkata East-West Metro, which is the nation's first underwater metro project. Hitachi delivered its state-of-the-art signaling and telecom system for the phase one already in a record time of 19 months, enabling opportunities for sustainable economic, industrial, and commercial growth in the region. So Hitachi Rail STS India successfully completed the upgrade of the 1,000th station in India with electronic interlocking technology, a major milestone in their ongoing collaboration to advance rail travel across the country. In fact, the smart technology developed in partnership with the Indian Railways controls the movement of trains, which are guided towards their correct stopping point from either a station-based console operated by the station master or a centralized operation center. Previously, this required a complex manual operating procedure. And Hitachi Rail has a future-aligned railway solution that incorporates high-performance rolling stock to advanced signaling systems. And it has put the government's ambitious dedicated freight corridor, DFC, especially the Western one, on fast track. The high-speed dedicated freight corridor are glowing examples of our proficiency in state-of-the-art advanced signaling solutions, cutting-edge train monitoring systems, and diagnostic system. And other telecom solutions are at work already in building the mobility backbone of India. So we have paved for an intelligent transport infrastructure with digital integration that puts commuters' safety and convenience at the forefront.
All right, definitely. An intelligent transport infrastructure with a strong and robust digital integration is the way forward. Hitachi is making huge inroads, taking bold decisions and setting new examples when it comes to environment. You were a principal partner at the recently concluded COP26 at Glasgow. And Hitachi's core thought has been towards a carbon neutral energy infrastructure. So what are the steps towards this vision? And you also have a long-term target to achieve carbon neutrality across all businesses by the year 2030. But when functioning in a country like India, how do you foresee your journey here?
So essentially, this is to realize a low carbon society, which is resource efficient, and a society that is harmonized with nature, which constitutes the society to set forth by its environmental vision. Hitachi has taken forward some of these long-term environmental targets. Hitachi is harnessing its green energy solutions to augment India's clean energy capabilities, and in the process, playing an integral role in strengthening the country from ground up. Both Hitachi and India share a common vision where environment and energy that shape the country's future generation can go hand in hand. The pandemic recently has made all of us unlearn a few things and actively adopt new thinking. And I feel what has been our learning is about how it is gearing up for a future pandemic, especially with regards to health sector, which is finally receiving its attention. And the state-of-the-art oxygen plant in collaboration with a super specialty hospital in New Delhi, an IoT-based tracking solution for contactless scanning of body temperature, face mask recognition, are some of these newer tools that we have been able to successfully introduce in this period.
All right. So I really like what you said. The pandemic has taught us a lot of things, and we've had to realign ourselves to a new way of thinking. So let's talk about energy. 13% of Indians either use non-grid sources for electricity and lighting, or they don't use electricity at all. So in this scenario, how is Hitachi contributing to the country's electrification program? There are energy surplus areas, and then there are those whose demand doesn't seem to slow down. So how is Hitachi connecting the two?
So Hitachi's vision towards a carbon neutral energy infrastructure is taking three big incremental steps. Firstly, accelerating the shift from fossil-based to renewable power generation. Then growing electrification of transportation, industry, and building sectors. And finally, creating sustainable energy carriers complementary to direct electrification. So we are initiating a future that is lean, clean, and also green. Here we have collaborated with Indian government-owned Mega Power Utility Company to deliver a transmission link connecting Raigarh in central India to Pugalur in Tamil Nadu. And we have also energized the Northeast Agra Power Superhighway, which is the world's first multi-terminal ultra-high voltage direct current transmission link, capable of supplying clean power to another 90 million people. Our energy wing's digital substations are enhancing the reliability, the efficiency, and also the safety of power generation for one of India's largest IT park, thereby propelling the smart grid mission and the smart city vision of the government. At the same time, it has deployed its disconnectors with ice-breaking capacity at Leh in Ladakh, Khalsi, Dras, Kargil substations, bringing electricity to far corners of the country and advancing the government's 24/7 power for all initiative.
Great, sir. So that's some remarkable work over there. Hitachi is also applying technology to one of the most important and yet misused natural resources, that is water. You are effectively using the pipe network management, that is PNMS, for real-time monitoring of the hydraulic health of the water distribution network in Pitampura. So could you elaborate on how this really works and what is the possibility of replicating it across other cities?
Well, actively partnering with government's Jal Jeevan mission, Hitachi, with its intelligent IoT-driven water environment solutions, encompassing advanced water treatment, distribution and control system, and pipe network management systems, has been contributing to this very important direction, supporting the government and local bodies in meeting the nation's ever-growing water requirements equitably as well as sustainably. So this first of its kind project in India has enabled Delhi's water body to monitor the water distribution network on a real-time basis, thereby providing equitable water distribution to the residents and effectively managing three distinct locations with remote monitoring and control at 14 local control points in Pitampura Water Distribution Network. Being the first application of this technology, the successful 24/7 operation and management process has paved the way for other cities to implement smart water management system.
All right, sir. Last but not the least, gas is another area that is a yardstick of a nation's journey towards prosperity. So, Mr. Bharat, how is Hitachi contributing to India's transition into a gas economy?
Well, Hitachi is actively collaborating with stakeholders in this space, offering operating technology and information technology-driven solutions to strengthen city gas distribution network and boost India's transition to a gas economy. We have installed core operating technology with sensors and systems and SCADA control at Indraprastha Gas Limited sites spreading across NCR, thus enabling remote control of entire city gas distribution network and safe and reliable pipe natural gas operation. And by integrating gas infrastructure with latest technologies and software such as SCADA or supervisory control and data acquisition system, as it's called, Hitachi is also contributing to the government's progressive Digital India and Smart City missions. So this is scalable data-driven solution, enabling the operators to recognize the peak hour consumption patterns based on which differential pricing during peak hours can be introduced. So this project has supported the customer to reduce operating costs, increase operational efficiency, and also provide uninterrupted, safer, and affordable piped natural gas supply to thousands of consumers.
Well, thank you, Mr. Bharat, for sharing those insights with us. And we do have an ambitious goal before us. It is the policy and collective action that will drive us towards a more sustainable world. We need to control carbon emissions, ensure a robust public-private participation, and have sustainability at the core of every strategic decision to make this world a better place. So thank you so much for joining us and sharing how Hitachi's social innovation business is powering good. So thank you all. This is me, Ruchira Sharma, signing off.